Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm your host. We're having a great visit with Bill. The NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism is the gold standard. Is this the 45th year, Bill? Isn't this month your anniversary month?
It is indeed. October was the first survey in 1973.
So 45 years. Happy anniversary, baby.
Yeah, thank you.
I bet nobody else will say happy anniversary to you this month.
I think you're absolutely right.
Only I keep up with these things. Who loves you? That's what I want to know. That's all I want to know. Who loves you?
That's it. I'm in favor. This was NFIB's 75th anniversary year.
Yeah.
They were founded, and so I checked it out, and I found out that they were incorporated in May of 1943, and I was born in February of 43, so
wow.
I'm actually older.
How about that? So Bill, one of the things that you guys pointed out in your commentary is that we got a little bit of we're a little upside down in some of our numbers. We got 7% output per year productivity for our employees, but we're only growing there at about 1.5% to support the demand, and yet we got 3% of demand from the marketplace. We don't have enough people, we don't have enough productivity, but we got more demand. When you add the first two up, the demand is greater than the other two. That looks like a little bit of a disconnect there. How's that going to manifest going forward? And explain it better than I did, if you want to.
Well, look at it this way. There are limits to how fast we can go, right? Like in your car, and even if we do little special modifications, there are limits to your speed. So the speed of the economy is generally thought to be the sum of two numbers. One is labor force growth. So if you have more people, they can make more stuff. And then the other is the productivity number. If workers are on average making more stuff per hour, then of course you can make more stuff. So you add productivity to labor force growth, and the sum of those two says that's how fast you can kind of grow without creating, you know, problems like inflation, right?
Mm-hmm.
With too much demand relative to the supply. So if you look at our labor force growth, it's around 0.7 of a point, less than 1%.
Right.
And productivity, you know, is hard to measure, but let's say 1.5. So you add those two together, you get 2.2%. And so that's the growth in our ability to produce.
That's the capacity, basically.
Right. Yeah, that's the growth in our ability to produce GDP. But the spending, of course, has been growing much faster than that, right? We had a 4% quarter. And that's the imbalance.
How's that manifest? How does that imbalance manifest? Is it inflation? Is it a downturn? What's it going to look like?
Well, you know, it'll have many ramifications. You've already identified one, is that we're spending a lot more money on capital equipment and so on, and that's so we can raise worker productivity. So one way is you raise worker productivity. Another way, of course, is you do get inflation, so you get higher prices for the goods and services that you're producing because demand pushes the prices up, so you can raise prices, and you do. So you can get inflation out of the deal. You could get, because everybody's raising compensation, we have a record percentage of our people raising worker comp, that brings people into the labor force, people
mm-hmm.
who are not working and not looking for a job. Change their mind
and helps to support a 4% economic growth.
Exactly. So those are the kinds of adjustments that happen that make us able to go along. And so far, the adjustments are pretty well balanced. We know that because inflation's not a problem. So there's some inflation, but really not very much. So these two forces are kind of working to produce not a lot of pressure on prices. If we get a lot of pressure on prices, of course, then the Federal Reserve will start worrying about inflation and may do something.
Well, I see that you know, this worker shortage. If we don't get the technology aligned with the worker shortage issue, that could be a headwind for the economy in the future. But we'll have to see about that. That'll be in future reports. Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. Good job today, Bill.
Okay.
Do good. Thanks, Jim. Do good. We'll see you next time. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, NFIB.com. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.